Shall we begin by singing number 101 in our white book, Living in Jesus?
The Lord's given us a beautiful day. Lily tells me that the report says that the weather will be nice this week, especially nice. And so we thank God for what He has planned for us. Praise God. Number 101.
Glorious truth, yes, Christ is my Savior, light is my way, my mind is at peace. Gone is the burden, gone are the turmoil, in Jesus Christ I found sweet release. Living each moment, living in Jesus, filled with His joy, His peace and His rest, following gladly, fully obedient, giving to Him my life at its best. Dead is the past, His blood has it covered, gone are the sins that led to despair. Wonderful love that sent the Lord Jesus down to the cross to come for me there. Living each moment, living in Jesus, filled with His joy, His peace and His rest, following gladly, fully obedient, giving to Him my life at its best. Praise to His name, oh, glorious freedom, freedom from guilt, from fear and dismay. Best.
Let's sing that chorus again.
Living each moment, living in Jesus, filled with His joy, His peace and His rest, following gladly, fully obedient, giving to Him my life at its best.
Amen. Is that a new song to many of you?
Yeah.
That's why we have trouble finding some of those notes. I sing them quietly, the ones I'm not sure of. This song reminds me of Brother Gordon Walfogel. I guess that's the first person I ever heard sing this. Every once in a while, our Brother Gordon Walfogel from the Williamsburg Church, he's about 92 years old now, but he still sings. He'll preach a little bit, and then in the middle of his sermon, he'll break out in song and sing a solo, and we've always enjoyed that, the variety in his ministry. And he always talks about just living for Jesus every moment. God is, he always reminds us that God is working constantly and just encourages us to expect the Lord to meet us at any time, anywhere. And I see that he lives that way. It appears that way to me. I get together with him on Monday mornings with the other ministers, and he's always just has a sweet touch of the Lord upon his life. He's so kind and shows such a loving interest in us younger ministers. He being 92, we will always be younger ministers. no matter how old we get, as long as he's around. And when I think of him, I think of this song, and I can see why he loves it so much, because it talks about living each moment, living in Jesus. You know, we got to get that out of our mind, that we meet the Lord in church only. We have to learn to look for Jesus all the time. At home, at work, at school. You know, I've had some experiences, I imagine we all have, where Jesus manifested himself to us when we least expected it. Driving in the car. Have you ever driven in your car and God fills your car with his glory and you just begin to sing and praise him? And maybe you're in the midst of traffic. It's better to praise the Lord in the midst of traffic than other things you might be tempted to think or say. One time I was at a football game. I was living in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And the young people, I found out that they always go to the high school football game down the block. And that happened to be on our youth night. And somebody told me that no one's going to come to youth service that night. Everyone goes to the football game. So I said, okay, so let's go to the football game together. And I was wondering whether I made the right decision. And the bleachers were full of people, and it was noisy, and people were cheering, and some were booing. And while I was sitting there, Jesus came to me in such a way. I felt like I was in a capsule, and everything was a little bit in the distance. And Jesus and I were just there. Also in Fredericksburg. Maybe there's something about Fredericksburg. I don't know. I was in the mall. It was a few days before Christmas. That's usually when I think it's time to start shopping. And the place was packed. And there, while I was in that mall, Jesus came to me again. And I just felt his presence as close as I ever have in church. And again, everything else seemed distant. And Jesus seems so near to me. And I don't have that all the time. I believe the Lord gave me a taste of a life that we could have, what he had in mind when he called us into fellowship with himself. He wants us to learn to walk with him. He wants us to learn to live in his presence every moment. And if we look for that and we pray about that, and that's our desire, the Lord will visit you from time to time and encourage you to keep on looking to him. He'll remind you that he's with you, that he's thinking of you all the time. You know, was it Nathanael that Jesus said to, before your brother Philip saw you under the fig tree, I saw you there. Do I have that right? Was that Nathanael? And he was so impressed with that. How did you see me under the fig tree? You weren't around. You mean you were thinking of me even when I wasn't thinking of you? Well, yes, that's the case. Jesus is thinking of us even when we're not thinking of him. His heart is always reaching out to us. And whenever we look in his direction, like George Washington, we find that there's a connection, often. He's looking in our direction. We turn our attention to him. We find he's always there waiting for us. And it gives him an opportunity to just pour his love into our hearts and his joy and his peace. And that's what we sang about, right? Filled with his joy, his peace, and his rest. I want to learn to live that way more. You know, I was walking home from BJ's the other day. And usually I look at my, before it's time to go, I look at my phone, because I always expect Lily to say, okay, what time are you getting off? I'll be there to pick you up. But this day my phone didn't have any messages. It was so sad. It's not really a far walk. She was probably more busy at home than I was at BJ's. And the walk is good for me. But I thought, you know, as I was walking home, I said, Lord, I want to learn to walk in God. I want to learn, you know, church work is wonderful. It's a great honor and privilege to serve the Lord in this capacity. I really consider it that. And You know, there are so many things that are such a blessing in our lives. But just to live in Jesus all the time, to walk home from the store and feel his presence and know that you're under his control, that his anointing is on you in everything you do. That's the life that Jesus has called us to, constantly abiding in him. And so we talk about those things at camp, and I imagine and trust that you talk about those things in your church too. And we realize that the Christian life is more than just going to church and youth service and doing these Christian sort of things, but that it's a relationship with Jesus that grows and develops day by day, moment by moment. And I can have him with me all the time. Praise God. And I think that's wonderful. Praise God. Let me make an announcement here while I remember. Morning worship at 9:30. We're here. Good. Tonight we have a prayer meeting. Monday night's prayer meeting night. And so we'll gather at 8:15 and just spend some time seeking the Lord, certainly praying for the needs of the camp. And then, of course, we're free to pray about our church needs. And there are some people that we're concerned about that we've been praying for, and we can join together and bring those requests to the Lord as well. Praise God. Now, who's leaving this morning? Sister Provy are leaving after meeting. Anybody else leaving after meeting? Brother Stephen and Sister Dorcas. Feel free. Everyone should feel free, but particularly those that are leaving, we want to pray for you before you go. If you testify, please be brief so that others can have opportunity to do so as well. We're always limited in time, of course. There's schedules to try to keep to, and I'm asking the Lord to help me. So anyway, let's continue to pray and worship the Lord this morning, and let's be open to him. Okay? Praise God.
Constantly abiding, Jesus is mine. Constantly abiding, precious
in our hymn book, constantly abiding. I'm going to guess it's 312 and see.
317.
Thank you. 317 in our hymn book. Without my glasses, it's 312. My glasses, it's 317.
He knows the way that leads to glory. Thy every fear he will allay and bring me safe at last to heaven. Let Jesus lead. He knows the way.
That's also in our white book, I believe. He knows the way, number 13.
I believe I met our sister Provy many years ago when I was living at Pilgrim Camp, and the churches had retreats during the winter. And the ladies from Emmanuel Pentecostal Church would come to the ladies' retreats, and that they'd have teenage boys and teenage girls' retreats and men's retreats and business women's retreats. And I think we had about 5 or 6 retreats throughout the winter. And that kept us trainees out of trouble. We had to keep busy plowing the roads and shoveling and keeping the cabins warm and ready for the guests. But I met so many people at that time from all the different churches. And then the Lord opened the door for me to minister in this fellowship. And whenever I was asked to speak in another church or visit, I always felt at home because I found people I knew everywhere. That was so nice. And so it's so nice to see you again. I know I've seen you since then. But and Stephen, and this is the first time I've met Dorcas. And I was so happy that to make your acquaintance. You know, what makes Pilgrim Camp special? It's people that come with a hunger for God. People that come up here, not just because it's a beautiful lake and to get out of the city. Those are all good reasons. But what makes camp particularly precious is that people come to seek the Lord in this place. You know, sometimes in church, you'll get people that are there because they kind of have to be there, especially young people. Their parents drag them to church, and because that's the right thing to do. And there's some others that feel it's just the right thing to do on a Sunday to go to church. And, you know, I can't judge that. I can't look into people's hearts. But I certainly feel a difference when you're in a place where people have really come to meet Jesus and are really there because they love him. And the Lord honors that. And the Lord visits us in wonderful ways. And I feel that way about Sister Provy and Brother Stephen and Sister Dorcas. You know that when they come to camp, they're here for Jesus. And that brings blessing to all of us. It adds to the meeting and their faith and their desire, their hunger for God. Years ago, my parents, every once in a while, used to visit Brother Frank's church in Ozone Park. That was before Brother Ernie was old enough to take over there, and things were passed on to him. Brother Frank Poster and Sister Emma Poster were the pastors of the Ozone Park Church. They married my parents, dedicated us children. And my parents moved out to Long Island and couldn't get to the fellowship churches very often, but once in a while we'd visit Ozone Park, and oh, they were so happy to be there, and they just opened up to the Lord. They loved the type of worship that they were used to in our fellowship and hungered to hear the things and that are preached here and so on. And they always went to Ozone Park, and we had a glorious meeting. And they spoke to Brother Frank afterwards and said, oh, what a wonderful meeting. And he said to them, he said, well, part of that is because you come here. It's because when you come with your hunger for Jesus, it changes the whole meeting. He said, not every meeting is like this. But when people come hungry for God, Jesus honors that, and we all benefit by that. So thank you for blessing us by coming with your prayers and your love for Jesus. Lord, we pray that you'll bless our sister Provy, and we pray that you will go before her as we have heard, Lord. You're a God that answers prayer. You're a God that goes before. You know what is before her, Lord Jesus. And we believe that that you prepare us for that. You equip us, Lord, as we open our hearts to you in meeting, as we seek you throughout the day. Not only do you give us grace for this moment, but you work something into us to prepare us for what's ahead. Good things and trials, yes, Lord. But Jesus, you are with us and you go before us. And so bless our sister, continue your good hand upon her life, continue to make her a blessing there in her home church and to receive blessing. Jesus, we pray that something that she has received here in this short time that she has been with us, she'll be able to take home with her and as a result be a greater blessing, a more open vessel, yielded channel through which you can minister to others. Thank you for the healing and the grace that you've given her with regard to the passing of her daughter. And Lord, we just continue to pray that you'll minister comfort and healing. Lord, you know all about that, and we just pray that as only you can, flow into those places in her life that no one can touch but Jesus. And help her, Lord. We see that you are doing it, Lord, and we know that you want to do a perfect work for our sister. Bless Stephen and our sister Dorcas. Thank you, Lord, for his testimony and the way you have provided for him. And Lord, we thank you for this couple that obviously love you with all their hearts and that seek you earnestly, Lord, and desire to live in your presence all the time. And we pray that you will honor that desire, Lord. You put it there in their hearts, and we are believing for you to fulfill that in them in a greater way. Lord, bless them, we pray. Continue to provide for them spiritually and financially in every way, Lord, we pray, that you will show forth your glory in and through their lives. We pray you'll grant our loved ones traveling mercies, that you'll get them to their destination safely in your time. And Lord, let the days before be filled with Jesus. Make them conscious of your presence even more so. And lead and guide them according to your perfect will. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness. That's number 12. Why don't we stand together? That's all our testimony, I'm sure. I don't know when was the last time you sang this song. I'm sure we sang it around Thanksgiving at least. Was it last week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, since last week, God has done new things for you, and so you can sing it with a new understanding.
Great is thy
sing the last verse. Let's pray for a young lady down in the village who's struggling with homesickness even still. And that's a tough thing to deal with. When I moved up to Pilgrim Camp at 20 years old, I struggled with homesickness too. And so, Lord, we pray for this young lady that you will comfort her, Jesus, and cause this homesickness to pass. Thank you that she has a home that she misses and a family that evidently love her and she loves. But Lord, we pray that you'll remove this distraction from her so that she can enjoy this week at camp. Lord, that she will be able to enter into the meetings and into all the joys that you have for her here. Lord, touch her, we pray. Lift this cloud, we ask, Jesus. Cause the light of your presence to drive that sorrow away. And we pray that you will just establish your grace in her heart in this regard. Jesus, make a change. As we join together, we pray there'll be a noticeable change, that there'll be joy that comes into her heart, that she'll forget about the things that are constantly weighing upon her mind, and that she'll be able to enjoy this day to its full, and every day that she's here. We pray in your precious name, and for your honor and your glory. Amen. Praise God.